Hey Chuck, we can, if you want to start, go ahead and call the meeting to order. We've got a few people here.
Right. All our meeting to order. I apologize. I got a 5 o'clock meeting up in Springfield. Jim, would you kind of like to lead the discussion and whatnot?
Sure. I'd love to. We're here to talk about the Cox option. We've got Vicki and Bill from Acres here, and then we've got a handful of people here in the audience and probably some from the Internet, too, listening in, if three so far. But, Dixie, you're here, so I don't know how we have three. So. Anyway, what we're here to do is talk about the Cox renewal or the Mercy options. As we left it last time we met, we were looking at a 6% increase. Since then, Cox has adjusted their increase to only 4%. And so what I wanted to do before we kind of went through that, to kind of talk about in real dollar figures, under the current plan, if we were just to renew as is, the 4% increase would be approximately a $70,000 increase to county expenses because of the increase of 4%. And each so employee and spouse, they would see a $14 increase per month. Employee and children plan, you would see a $10 a month increase. And employee and family, which is the spouse and children, you would see a $25 increase if we just renew Cox as it is right now. So that is the updated information from Cox. They also gave us, it looks like, at least five more options to consider. Some having a major decrease, and then some having a minor increase. So it's a pretty big variety there. How's that going for so far, Chuck? Am I close to what you wanted to cover?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. So
one question that I came up with, if I could throw it out now, is does Vicki remember, we talked about this some and we didn't, what our increase was last year from, or did we even have an increase in our rate last year?
It was 4%, Chuck.
It was 4% last year?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay.
Some of the discussion I've had is a 4% increase in the climate of health cost is not too bad, and I'm just trying to remember what we had last year and how that played out.
4% is excellent. I mean, in cost of market and stuff like that, of course, you are an experience-rated group, and so it's based – predicated a lot on your own experience, but that is a really, it is a good increase. It's below trend. Trend's running 12 to 15% with all the different companies, depending on which one you're looking at. So that's below. And when I say trend, that's what they expect the charges, the amounts of the claims to go up for the next year. So they're actually saying that, you know, it's going to be less than what they're expecting service charges to be for next year.
But last year we had a 4% increase as we're looking at this year if we stay with Cox.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
He's saying from 08 to 09 we also saw a 4% increase.
Yes,
Chuck, that's correct.
All right, that's good. That's the only question I've got now.
I wanted to point out, just from a benefits perspective, the county does pick up employee plus $100 toward a family plan, a children's plan, or a spouse plan, based off the numbers I saw. So, I mean, the county already picks up the employee plus $100. And that's with those new calculations. I guess my question really is, we've got lots of feedback since the last meeting, which is wonderful, which is what we want. And I think Chuck may have mentioned it a couple days ago. I can't remember what format. I can't remember where you mentioned it, Chuck, but we've had, from the people who've actually asked, about, I would say, 60% of people have said, I have a pre-existing condition I'd like not to change. It ranges from a specialist doctor to a pregnancy to just an overall convenience of not having to find another doctor, which there is a certain value to not having to find another doctor. We also have had the 40% of the people say, you know, please go to Mercy. It's a much better, we had better experience before. So My thought is it's probably going to be close to 50-50. If people thought Mercy was an option, people would, the Mercy supporters would come out of the woodwork. And if, so I just want to let you know we've had a pretty good response. But anyway, Danny, go ahead and throw something out.
No, I'm satisfied with I'd like to hear what the other what you yourself think the in the other options might be
within Cox?
Within Cox, as far as the mm-hmm. one the PPO and the
right there, they've got some HMO and HMOs primarily, I believe, is the majority of our people
yes.
use the HMO. So we're comparing our numbers to the HMO to kind of put it in perspective. When I said the $70,000 increase, if we sign just renewal, $61,000 of that increase was on the HMO side, and about $9,000 was on the PPO. So we have a lot more people using the HMO side. From an aspect of where the rates really start getting into a big difference from what we have right now. Is prescription costs. I mean, when we start trying to save prescription dollars, what currently we pay is the $8, $25, and the $45 for specialty. If we start messing with those numbers, we start seeing a decrease to offset the increase that we're experiencing. The other thing that we see is the emergency room usage. And right now, trend-wise, we're seeing the same amount of people hitting the using the ER as we do urgent care, which really is the wrong trend. We want to see less ER usage, more urgent, and then, of course, the majority needs to be just normal practitioner, family practitioner. So that kind of indicates that our ER rates are really low. Now, that's good and bad, but when you have about 80 on each, we had about 80, 78, I don't have all my notes here, but we had in the 70s on use ER, and we had about in the 70, summer 70 or so use the urgent care. And Vicki, if I'm way off, you can tell me.
No, you're pretty close.
Okay. So it comes down to if you're looking at the Cox plan, trying to look at where we're trying to save money, similar to what Mercy had provided, changing the urgent, the emergency room from what our current usage is, which is currently we're at 75 on the ER, I believe. Is that correct?
That's right.
What it says
yes.
here. I thought it was
yeah.
lower
yeah.
than that.
No.
Change it to, say, $150. And leaving the urgent and increasing the urgent care from 40 to 50, which is very similar to the Mercy plan that we looked at, mm-hmm. Leaving the prescriptions are real close. Instead of 8, it goes to $10. We could see as much as a 4% decrease in our current usages, which is similar to what we were looking under the Mercy plan. So when it all comes down to Cox has programs that we can use if we want to save some money or to try to avoid those increases. So to answer your question, they have, you know, six options that mm-hmm. That we may have seen before, but now we're really looking closer.
Right. Well, as anyone could see that if we increase and use the ER plan that goes to $150, is that what you said?
Well, right.
You can eat up your 4% increase very, very fast if you had your family involved and you use the family mm-hmm. ER twice a year, they'd pretty well take care of what
right.
you were paying on the increase. I looked at all the pros and cons of using the ER and the the family doctor and the other.
Mm-hmm.
I myself am ready to make a motion on the HMO and the same plan that we have. Use now in the Cox plan at the 4%
increase.
I'd second that motion. That's where I'm headed.
Okay. Before you vote, does anybody out in the audience want to talk before? Right now the motion on the table is to sign the Cox renewal as it sits for 09 to just go ahead and absorb the, not absorb, but go ahead and renew with Cox on their existing same plan, and everyone would incur the extra increases. So that's the motion. Rick's up to the microphone here, Chuck.
Yeah. Rick Finley, and I'm, this is a tough, tough decision. I appreciate you guys, working your way through it. That's fine. To say, I'd like for you to look at the one where we're going increasing emergency room costs. I think probably to say that a family has two emergency room needs per year would be, if that's the case, they probably need to consider where they need to be going. Emergency room care is the most expensive health care you can get. We want to encourage people not to go to the emergency room. And, urgent care is the second most expensive, and that's mm-hmm. why we have deductibles there. That's one of the reasons that we want to put that in there. And if you would say, we really feel like this is the case, and not for the county's sake, I'm talking about those people that have dependents out there, that mm-hmm. family that is going to be paying $20 a month, $25 a month?
$25
a month more, I would say that they could be selective on whether or not they use the emergency room and use the $240 per year someplace else. So I would like for you to at least consider that.
Right. I appreciate that, Rick. What I've found is that people, when they're ill, or a family member is ill, I've heard the old saying that I don't want to be taken to this hospital, or I don't want to be taken to that hospital, or if I'm going to die, I want to make sure that it's headed to Springfield, or, all those things. But being a person that has two stents in their hearts from two different occasions, when it reaches the point of a family member that you have, or yourself, and it reaches that critical point, you don't evaluate the cost of whether you're going to urgent care, emergency room, or what. You get to the emergency room as fast as you can with your child, or with, in my case, which this, took place back in 2001 before I even was on the insurance plan. But sometimes people say things, plan things, but it never works that way when you have a sick baby, a sick even a grandchild or anybody else that you make a move to go that way. I wish everybody would analyze what they're doing, but it just doesn't happen that way, Rick. I mean, I appreciate what you're saying because you're looking at the numbers. And I Yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
Can I, Vicki, can I ask you a question here? On the on option 5 and 6 on the plan, and I'm sorry, guys, I didn't print this out for everyone because I didn't know how many people were shown here. You offered a program called Cox Direct Care.
Yes.
That's very similar to what the Mercy plan was we were comparing with originally. Is that correct? Is there in-house?
Well, not exactly. It's a brand new plan.
Okay.
I don't have anybody on that one.
Okay.
It just came out. But what it is, it's a front-end deductible. It's a $2,000 deductible, and then the plan pays 100%.
Okay.
Your current plan has no deductible, and the plan pays 70 until your 30% reaches 2,000.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. So, no, it's not the same.
Not even close.
No.
All right.
Okay.
Wow, that's what that $1,000 meant. I thought there was something. Yeah, I was like, wow, I wish you would have given me a signal. Like, don't ask that question. That's horrible. I saw that you're squirming over there.
Another thing, I like to base decisions off personal experiences because I think other people have personal experiences that I am a dissatisfied person in one situation with Cox. Vicki's perfectly aware of it.
Yeah.
A lot of people would be furious if they were sitting in my position and trying to vote to put the Cox plan in place. because I'm dissatisfied with the way some things have happened. I don't think it's totally their fault. But I do know that you, when you get ready to change cardiologists, or you have women who are changing doctors, it's very disruptive to your chain of thought and your family. I don't know how to use the right terms. It's very stressful to try to figure out, am I going to take my children or myself to someone different, this person I know well, have confidence in, and then try to switch. It in itself, as looking at the dollar figures, is very, it doesn't, the 4%, it does not make the difference to me. Now, that's just my own personal feeling.
Now, you do realize that it's here in Taney County, it's not a difference in doctors or hospitals. It's
right.
Skaggs,
right.
Still Skaggs, doctor.
Right.
But going to Springfield,
right.
And
that's
St. John's
one thing I wanted
Cox.
To make sure everyone understood is that the doctors wouldn't change for the most part. I mean, I can't say
in
that.
In Taney County,
from a blanket, I can't say it blanket across the board, but in a high, high percentage, your coverage in Taney County would not change whatsoever. It's only when you hit to a specialist at the Springfield level would you'd have to choose a different specialist if you're under special care right now, which we know there's a certain there's a small percent, a handful of people like that. Don Blue is up to the microphone.
I just wanted to, is it true that on the HMO, like if I'm out of state and I would get sick, that I wouldn't have no coverage on the HMO we presently have?
That is true.
That is true. And that's the reason I was kind of wanting to go with the Mercy, because when I spend my weeks or so with my mom, I'm ever sick, I have no coverage. Now, if I have an accident, I go out there, I guess if I get sick and have an accident, I can have coverage until I'm stable. And once they consider me stable, then I have no coverage.
Right. Now, Don, if you were there and you had a heart attack or something, emergency, that's covered
right.
in the HMO. But like if you just went out and you had a
strep
throat or something like that, no, you would need to call the doctor and get a prescription and so forth.
Yeah. Come back. So that's the only reason I wanted to change, is because I wondered if Cox didn't have a PPO that would be. See, now you have to have two plans because we have an HMO. Mm-hmm. Is there anything where a person have a PPO where we'd go both ways to where it'd be as good as the HMO?
Well, you do have the other PPO, but no, as far as no deductible, there's not anything, like that. But you do have that second option PPO now that's, the $1,000 deductible, but it's got the $20 office visit copay. So if you wanted to go to that, you could switch to that, and you'd still be in-network, out of area, yes.
Could I still be out of network? No,
you could still be. Well, if you went to a doctor here that was a St. John's doctor, you'd be out of network. But if you were out of the area and you went to a doctor out there, that would be, there is an out of area network with the PPO.
Okay. Vicki, I did have one. Thank you, Don. I had one other question for you that was asked for me, is what is the option, and I kind of know the answer, but I'm going to have it officially, to having both the Mercy and the Cox as an option from an HMO?
Both of those companies say that if they are the only company here.
So the only providers, this rate is based off being the only provider.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Chuck. Two things. One, I didn't hear Rick. Was he suggesting that we look at one of the other Cox plans? And then number two question, I'd like to ask Vicki and Bill, are there questions that we haven't asked, or is there things on their minds that they need to tell us before we make this decision?
And Chuck, Rick's back up to the microphone. I could summarize, but let him go ahead and just.
Yes, Chuck, I think I would like for you to look at the one where it actually is going to save your employees that have dependents on this money. I was trying to talk to some of them back in the crowd right now. They don't understand that with the motion you have on the floor, if you pass that motion right now, those people that are paying for dependents will have a 4% increase in that what they pay for dependents right now.
Did you hear that, Chuck?
Yeah, and I think you gave those dollar figures even, right, Jim?
Yes, I ran the numbers with Don's help. Yes, it's if you have just a spouse, that'd be a $14 a month increase. If you have just children, it would be a $10 a month increase. If you have the entire family plan, it would be a $25 increase. Now,
if we looked at increasing the emergency care costs and the urgent care costs, those people would actually probably see a decrease in their dependent costs.
Well,
so they would save at least that much.
And looking at just randomly in option number three, option three, which is the similar to what we have now with the exception of, and Vicki, you'd have to explain this, 3,000, we currently pay 2,000, was it 00 OOP?
No, you pay 2,000 out of pocket. Right now, you're 30%.
Okay. So
if you go to option three, it's
$3,000
out of pocket.
So it's an increase of $1,000 out of pocket.
Yes.
So
it's a $30 office visit instead of 20.
And you know, from my perspective, I mean, Rick's other point was he's not thinking just the county dollars; he's thinking about the individuals also. Dixie, you had Dixie was coming up to the microphone, weren't you? Dixie wants to speak.
I was just going to say, if you do decide to go with Cox, they have no chiropractor in Forsyth, and now would be a good time to write a letter saying we need this included.
Did you get that, Chuck? I know the microphone doesn't go all the way there.
I heard her, and I remember her mentioning that to me, that that's an issue we needed to talk about if we could.
Yeah, Chuck, we've had both chiropractors have looked into going on.
I'll call you.
Have looked at into going on the network, but Cox has a charge, and basically that charge is just that isn't warranted by the number of people that go to them, and so that's why they aren't on the network.
Chuck, we have Bob Paulson to the microphone.
Just as an employee, what Rick says is that it's going to cost, if I have my wife and family on there, it's going to cost me, if we stay with the plan, an extra $25 a month.
Correct.
What's that, an extra $300 a year. It's going to cost me $300 a year to keep the same, extra over what it's costing me now to keep the same plan that we have right now. So just wanted to express that, and everybody else similarly situated to me will be losing $300 a year if you stay with this plan.
Okay, I'd like to say something that as we looked at this insurance every year that I've been here, and we did have the Mercy plan at one time, and the next year there was like a 70% increase. So when we had the 70% increase and we went back out for bid, and the Cox plan offered us the opportunity to go the extra 4 to 5 months from September through December to get a better history, to even lower the price as much as we had it at that point. So as you look back through history, that if we went with the Mercy plan or went with another plan, you have to realize that the next year that it could go out of sight on the increase, and then you don't have your, we go back through the history deal again. And so, believe you me, I've took all this stuff into consideration, and whenever I was attending the East Work Barn out there, it was like, you know, you divided up on sides and you're fixing to throw rocks at each other. If depending on which plan you took, each one of them had their own decision already set in their head that it was going to save them this, this, and this. But when they seen that there were going to be a 70% increase, now believe you me, that got their attention quickly. And so, I just want to explain a few of those things that can happen. Some people don't even understand that can happen, that they can increase your rates the next year and have you without a history of the following year, and go back through the same process we had before.
Chuck, we have Rick Finley back to the microphone.
And I hope I say this right.
While Rick's there, I still didn't quite understand. Rick, were you, so to speak, recommending one of the other plans as a better plan for us to look at?
I think you should look at Cox if you're not, you know, I think that that plan, if there is one that matches up with what Mercy has where they can save the out-of-pocket per month and then take a chance on whether or not they have to use emergency care, that's what I was suggesting. And I just went to the collector's office, called me, wanted me to come over there. They said they felt the same way about that. Those girls in there would like to have the out-of-pocket savings and take a chance on having you use the emergency care, is what they said.
Okay, so...
Chuck, we don't have... Cox doesn't have a plan that would save us, as Vicki's presented. The one that saves us money would increase the out-of-pocket by $1,000.
Yeah.
So, Mercy, it goes back to the choice between Mercy and Cox, and it seems like.
Correct. So...
So what you're saying, Rick, there's not a plan that does what you're looking for?
Within Cox, that's correct.
Okay.
Cox adds on that $1,000 deductible, which we don't like that.
Right.
Okay.
Nobody likes that. And I tell you, I sit up here as a decision maker on this, and I have my beefs with their prescription plan. Vicki and I have had extensive talks about the prescription plan that Cox has, and the putting you on if you take a blood pressure medicine and they switch you 6 months later, and 6 months later they switch you. There's a lot of things that I look at that I don't care for in the Cox plan, but there's also the fact that I don't want to be sitting here next year looking at a 70% increase with no place to go.
My other question, if I could, I'm going to have to leave here pretty soon. Does Vicki or Bill, we haven't heard a whole lot from them, have they had the opportunity to give us any input should be asking for?
Chuck, we're looking at this, and these, you know, that I just pointed out on that option four, which was a 4% decrease in rates, but that's the one that increased the out of pocket to $3,000 in addition to the emergency room and the urgent care. So, and also it went up $10 on the office visit. So, you know, I think they pretty well decided they don't want that one because a person would be out an extra $1,000 a year if they had any major claims on that. That would be the only one that would reduce it. The other plan that we looked at that really cut the rates by 17%, but it's totally a different plan. It's a $2,000 deductible, and then it pays 100%, but the emergency room is subject to the deductible on that plan. Now, it has some extra stuff. It has a $1,000 100% benefit for accidents. So if somebody had an accident and went to the emergency room, it would pay the first $1,000. But that one's a lot different than what you've got right now.
Okay.
And, you know, that's the difference. The Mercy plan, I believe, is probably a better plan on the PPO. But the options, the negative part of that is people have to change their doctors and the hospital in Springfield, and that's the difference. And then Danny made a good point that, you know, you've got this, you know, you've got a 3-year history with Cox, and that's what they look at for renewal. Now, on renewal with Mercy, they would actually look at Cox's, at the experience you've had with Cox before. We didn't have very good experience. Y'all had been with Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and there just wasn't, the experience we got was defective, which is the way to say that. But that's when Mercy came in so cheap and then raised their rates 70% the next year. So that, I know, that's a negative.
Hold on, Sheila's up. Hold on. Chuck, how much time do we have left for you?
I got to be out of here at 5 o'clock.
So you've got 5 more minutes. All right, Sheila's up, and then Helen's next, and I think we'll be ready.
I just wonder if I understand it for my employees. It would save them $250 or $300 a year out of their pocket, and it would save the county shy of $100,000. It would save the taxpayers of the county shy of $100,000. Is that correct?
If you went to a Mercy plan?
If you went to Mercy.
If you looked at the Mercy options, there's a, yeah, well, it would save, if we went, Mercy gave us an option of exactly what we have right now for the what we're paying right now. So if that was the case, we would, it'd be status quo for next year. They also offered a plan that would save us 90-some thousand and all of, and about anywhere from $90 for the family plan down to $20. So there is, so yes, to answer your question, yes. There's an apples to apples comparison, and then there's an in-house plan that Mercy offers that would offer a savings there.
So when we're looking for...
The urgent care was something that was brought to my attention, is $10 higher.
That's correct.
And the word I got from a number of employees was they use that quite often, and by the time they pay $10 a few times, they have lost their savings.
Chuck, the reason for that, and Rick's already kind of touched that, is some people are using that urgent care rather than a primary care doctor. And that,
right,
that costs the county money.
And more importantly, they're using the emergency room as often as their urgent care. That's why we want to increase the emergency care coverage. But that's really here nor there. Helen's up.
I'll just make this quick, and I just feel like I should do this because I have talked to several employees just to get their opinion on this. And I know you guys have talked a lot more than I have. But the I think the vote is of the people I've talked to, you know, change to Mercy, and you know the one quote I heard is change to Mercy and give us a raise, you know, and I'm not sure that's an option either, but I haven't really talked to anyone that says I want to stay here, you know, I want to pay more money and I want to for the county to have to be out that money, and I understand all the other, I don't want to say arguments, but sides of it, and I do. I've sat back here thinking, oh, why can't it just be easy? But it's not. And but on my own personal level, if someone came up to me and said, okay, you know, if you switch companies, you know, you can have the same coverage that you've got now. Might have to find a different doctor. But if you don't, you stay with us, we're going to charge you another $50,000 a year. Well, it wouldn't be too hard for me to decide personally what I wanted to do. And even if they were going to say, but in 10 months, we might raise it on you. Well, I'll cross that bridge when we come to it. So that's just my opinion. I don't have the insurance. So it's personally, it doesn't affect me, but it does affect employees. Okay. And I just wanted to let you know the opinion that I had gotten.
Anybody else in the audience want to speak? All right, Chuck, you've everyone spoke their mind, and you have a motion and a second. Go ahead.
My last discussion is, I'm ready to vote, but if there's any hesitancy, this isn't something that has to be voted on tonight. If we want to have more input or check out some of the input we've got, I don't think we're pushed to finish this today if there's anybody wants to speak up or put it off.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to vote for the Cox plan, but that's just in a tough economic time where we're asking Rick to go cut off the supplies from everyone's department, and we're going to go ahead and increase the general county revenue by $70,000, and not only that, make the families pay a little bit more for the same coverage. I can't support that, but I understand. Change is difficult for a lot of people. I personally have used Mercy in the past, so I'm comfortable with Mercy. But once again, I have coverage for the family plan with the spouse and children. We just don't use the doctor much, and when we do, it's urgent care, and we've used it once last year, or this year, I should say. So from my perspective, that's where I stand, Chuck. It's nothing against Cox, and it's nothing against the current, because there's a large percentage, and I would say, I was joking with Helen, I think, when I was getting a cup of coffee, 50% of the people are going to be happy, and 50% are not going to be happy. So, this is not a majority decision. This is what's best, what our opinion is best for the county and for the employees and their families. So, I'm fine with it, however you want to vote. So,
You ready to vote, Danny, or?
I'm ready to vote.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you guys for bearing with me on the phone.
You can declare a recess, sir.
Yes, sir. Recess.
Chuck, talk to you later.
Hey, guys.
Bye.
Okay. So we're going inside the same plan?
Yeah. Same plan.
Okay.
But